As a documentary filmmaker, John Beck is alert to stories that should be told. When he learned about restorative justice, he knew he had found one.
The idea is on making amends rather than sitting in a cell and staring at the wall. You're actually confronting what you did and trying to make it right. So the film follows the rise of restorative justice in this county. It's on the school level with probation and criminal justice side of things. If it's volunteers, it's students making a change, parents, families, judges.
Restorative Resources in Santa Rosa was founded to promote this alternative approach to community justice in 2001, adds current executive director Susan Kinder. But she says the basic concept has far deeper roots.
It first became prevalent in New Zealand. They had a very big criminal problem with the Maori culture there, and the Maori said, "You're doing it wrong." The way we would do it is we would sit and talk about it and figure out how to make amends, how to make things as right as possible. And New Zealand now has adopted this, I believe, 100% for their youth, with the exception of murder, and in many cases with their adult population also.
At first, Restorative Resources worked with selected cases in the local juvenile justice system. And it was one of those, involving a young man named Daniel Vega, that first caught Beck's attention.
He was on the front page of the Press Democrat back in 2007. There were those Cinco de Mayo riots, and Kent Porter got this great shot of him throwing a huge rock at police officers. And the next morning he woke up, that was on the front page. So he went through the program. And then when I got involved with Restorative Resources, he was actually on the cover of the brochure. And they didn't know his story, so I tracked him down and told his story, and that was the impetus for me to get involved.
As he worked on the project, Beck was pleasantly surprised to discover how forthcoming many of the young people in the program were.
The offenders were very candid and very honest. And these are kids who are 14, 15, 16, about this opportunity that they're being given. They're all at a fork in the road. They could go into that school-to-prison pipeline, and they're very aware of this, too, or they're getting a second chance and staying in the community.
But getting victims to talk about their experiences was more challenging.
It's one thing to sit in a restorative conference and meet with the offender and try to find some kind of resolution and some kind of closure. It's another thing to talk to a camera about that. In the film, we found two great victims, but it took 2 years.
Over the past 2 years, the Santa Rosa School District has gradually introduced restorative accountability circles after finding that their zero-tolerance policies had resulted in some of the highest student expulsion and suspension rates in the state. Kinder says the results in that short time have been significant.
Within 2 years, their expulsions have dropped from a high, I believe, of over 300, and they just had three last year. We had over 130 students refer to our serious suspension expulsion diversion program in this past school year. I'd like to think that it helped a lot of those kids get back on track, stay in school, and stay out of the school-to-prison pipeline.
Beck's film, Restorative Justice, Changing Hearts and Minds, details that process. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.